USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to issue executive actions as soon as Tuesday, scaling back the use of private prisons and placing new limits on the transfer of military equipment to local law enforcement. The executive actions are part of a push by the new administration to roll back policies by President Trump and address racial inequality across the United States. Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency over its deep-rooted problem of violence against women. The decision came on Sunday in the U.S. territory, which has seen substantial levels of violence that on the average result in one woman's death per week. The declaration also offers protection to gay and transgender people, includes a mobile app for victims to ask for help and report attacks. Anheuser-Busch announced Monday Budweiser will forego advertising its beer brand during this year's Super Bowl, instead using money to promote awareness of the vaccine against COVID-19. USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, hit Jefferson County fairly hard. Jim Coker, Jefferson County EMA director, tells Fox 6 WBRC what he knows.
Right now what we know is Fultondale was hit very hard. CenterPoint was hit hard. And starting right there at I-65, which was closed for a good long time due to attention, power lines down. We've seen a lot of retail damage right through the heart of Fultondale, and then some retail and residential damage moving on into CenterPoint.
CenterPoint is about 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, Alabama. Four young girls were arrested in a fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl at a Louisiana Walmart on Saturday. The girls, ages 12 to 14, were involved in a fight with the older victim at the store in Lake Charles. Sheriff Tony Mancuso said this is the third homicide in 6 months that involved juveniles in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.